The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on this lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. The name of the show is
Being Here.
The name of the show is Step Into Your Brilliance.
I love that. Step Into Your Brilliance is such a brilliant, brilliant topic. Because
what makes it so brilliant?
Because everybody's brilliant.
Really?
But most people don't have that experience of themselves or that experience of their self-expression with consistency. And today's show is a launch into this topic.
And what do you think is going to get people into their experience of their brilliance?
I would say
listening. And then there's?
Listening.
And maybe even?
Listening.
Right. So let's talk about listening.
First of all, if you were listening, you will have noticed that Shy and I finish each other's sentences. And we always like to remind people that that's our style at the top of the show, in case it's your first time with us today.
Okay.
Now, listening.
Listening is something we all do, but usually we're listening to our internal conversation about whether or not we agree with or disagree with or already know what's being said. So we're very rarely right here, right now, in the current moment of what's being said to us.
Well, it's challenging. We know it's challenging. Most of us have plenty of things to do in our day, so we're going somewhere.
And not only that, we've been trained to think forward into the future rather than be where we are.
And then things happen in our day that are either incomplete, like we didn't get them completed, or we get bumped by something. Somebody says something or does something, and we disagree with it in our minds. So then when we're supposedly listening to someone who's speaking with us, we're actually thinking about something that just happened. True listening happens when you are actually being here.
Intentionally listening to what another person is saying from their point of view.
I like that. True listening is listening to what another person is saying from their point of view. Not your point of view. You know your point of view. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you kind of have it hidden from yourself. But if you actually listen to what another person has to say, it's not going to hurt you. And by the way,
really?
It won't hurt you.
You mean you can actually hear what another person's saying without defending yourself?
Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
How is that possible?
Shall we try? I'm going to practice, okay?
Okay, practice.
Shia, I have something to say to you.
Okay, Ariel.
I find you extremely handsome.
Oh, now that makes me smile.
See, that didn't hurt.
No, it didn't. It was more surprising than I expected.
It might hurt some people, though. They have this horrible opinion of themselves. So if you tell them they're beautiful or they're handsome or they're doing great, it wars with their story. But
right.
That's
a whole nother program.
That's right.
Anyway.
Your internal chatter inhibits your experience and your expression of your brilliance.
Oh, let me say something.
Yeah.
Our approach is not problem-solution oriented. It's not psychotherapeutic in nature. It's about discovering how to access and live in the current moment of your life. It's, if anything, anthropological, not psychological. And an anthropologist suggest is someone who studies cultures, studies the way cultures function from an objective observership, as though they're a scientist looking at this culture, rather than have some subjective having it mean something or agreeing or disagreeing with the way the culture functions. Now, if you applied that to your own life, life would be much, much easier.
I really saw that last month when we did our Costa Rican adventures. The immersion courses that we do during the winter in instantaneous transformation, we had 110 people over the two courses and from all over the world, and it was wonderful. And I've never seen it so clearly how brilliant it is not to work in a problem-solution orientation. In fact, the more we all got strengthened in simply stepping into our brilliance, stepping into our brilliance, stepping into our brilliance, things flew. The workshop got easy. Things that people considered their problems fell away, not to return.
But they didn't even they just stopped thinking about them because they got into the current moment, and problems only exist out in the future somewhere.
We have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Oh, definitely. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us today?
Yes. When I heard the topic of the show, my brain, like, immediately went to job. Like, brilliance and job is one thing for me. But then I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, wow, I can be brilliant in my life everywhere, right?
Yes, I have a feeling you're on a phone that may be working too. Shia asked you where you're calling in from, so we're all hanging out here waiting for that, too.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I think going somewhere, trying to get somewhere is going to be the biggest thing to keep you from being brilliant.
You see, because you are going to ask your question or say what you wanted to say, which you had thought about saying before you forgot it. And so when I asked you where you were already off to the races.
Now, I know I led you there, because I said you have a question. But what happens is life intercedes. We're going somewhere, life intercedes. But if we're so busy going somewhere, we miss things.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Is how you can be brilliant in all aspects of your life?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of simple. What do you think it might be, Stephanie?
Be here.
Be here. That would do it.
It was just to me. So I did my taxes today, and I had this story that I'm not good at it.
Right.
It was so much easier than I expected it. But I've been to Costa Rica with you in January, and a lot have gotten so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me, you know, like this Texas thing went really so much easier that I was like, wow, I actually can be brilliant in my life everywhere. That just never occurred to me before.
Well, it was interesting in your original question how your mind is structured. Your mind structures a difference between work and home, relationship, family, casual friends, going to the supermarket. It has different activities as being different, as opposed to each thing that you interact with or entertain or do is an expression of yourself.
Yes.
And so how you relate is how you relate. And the thing that you just were speaking about, Stephanie, which is worth underscoring, we have stories about ourselves based on the past or based on ideas that we had, like I'm no good at doing the taxes, which aren't true.
Yeah.
And they may have actually been code for I don't wanna.
Very true in this case.
And a lot of your life you haven't wanted to.
Yeah, that's very true. Like
almost anything that was asked of you, you haven't wanted to. I mean, you've done it, but it's been at sacrifice rather than you surrendering to the fact that it was your idea to do it in the first place.
Yes, very true. Yeah. especially in school or after, like, studying, like, don't tell me what to do. I was like, I want to do this thing and nothing else.
What do you mean, I want to do this thing?
Like, I made a choice for, I like doing artwork, but don't ask me to do math.
I see.
Right. Well, let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation for a minute. Anything you resist persists, takes longer, dominates your life. So in the case of studies where you have two different, one is art, which you've decided that you like, and one is math, which you've decided you're no good at, which is code for I don't wanna, and you resist it. What you resist takes longer and dominates your life. Second thing is you can only be exactly where you are at any given moment and exactly how you are in any given moment. So in the case of homework, and I know that we have several college students or a number of college students who follow our show, so we may as well go through studies. If you have 10 math problems, you have 10 math problems. Anything that is right now in this moment can't be different than it is. And third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is, see it without judging it, completes itself. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that your math problems, you open your book and they've done themselves.
Why not? That would be
fun. A little Harry Potter-esque. I think even Harry Potter had to do his own homework.
At least potions.
At least potions. But when you de-stupefy yourself by not listening to that internal chatter of whether or not you're capable.
Or whether or not you want to, or whether or not you like to, then, and you just do what's there to be done, then you start to become brilliant in your life, because anything that you resist sucks energy from you, and it's very difficult to have brilliance when you're locked in an internal battle.
Well, everybody should just take a look for a moment. Truthfully, don't you have a feeling of brilliance when you start the day and you move through lots of different projects and you complete many things? The experience of brilliance is right there. But if you're resisting something, as Shia said, and it's pulling energy from you, then everything slows down and you feel less you. You feel dull.
This is very true. I love that, you know, be here, everything is brilliant, really.
There is something I would like to mention to you, though, Stephanie, because I think it would be very useful for you.
Yes, please.
I noticed as you're talking so far, you have a tendency to use jargon or talk in...
Well, you use terms like things that we have said in the past as though everybody understands what you're talking about, like when you said, don't tell me what to do.
And I don't actually think the term don't tell me what to do means anything to you either. You fill space with things you've heard rather than being right here taking a look at what you want to say and creating it.
Yes, that makes, I can see that.
Right. So I would watch for that. I think when you fill space that way, you become less vibrant.
Yeah, I get that.
Good.
Now you say it, it even feels like shallow. Is shallow the right word to say?
Shallow works.
Right. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Excellent. Thanks for calling in today.
That was my pleasure.
Excellent. You know, today, everyone, is, as we said, the launch for our Step Into Your Brilliance. We are doing that course in New York City, March 19th through 21st. You are invited. I know that we have people all over the world who are listening, so you can come join us if you can make it. And you can find out more details on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. We're going to be going to a break now shortly, but we have a lot more guests to speak with, and we have more to talk about stepping into your brilliance. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And we have a caller on the line.
Are you there, Selena?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hamburg in Germany.
Ah, it's a Hamburg kind of day.
Yes.
Excellent. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you. I have a question.
Yes, dear.
My question is, for me, the word brilliant has also something to do with make a step forward. So it's like a bit like a scale kind of vision I have.
Right.
So if I think about my development in life, I think also what could be the next step. And if I put brilliance in that, then it would be a challenge what I want to start with.
I'm not quite following you.
Okay, let's say now I'm a film director and a photographer.
Right.
Okay.
That I know.
I would love to paint a picture.
Okay.
For me, this is a step higher, let's say, in my own scale.
In your internal hierarchy.
Yes.
Okay.
So if I say, okay, now if I would paint for a year, it's really a huge step, and if I would fail, then this year would be something like lost in a way. Can I afford to make this experience?
Well, you know, I think, Felina, you put an amazing amount of pressure on yourself to be in a... It's as though you've put a structure around yourself going forward in time where you're judging how you're doing to some idea you have of how you should be by a certain time. And that puts an amazing pressure on you. Let me ask you a question. Could you be anywhere other than on this phone call right now?
No.
No. So if that's the case, could your life be in any way different than it is in this very moment?
No.
No. So, and let me ask you another question. The future, when it gets here, when will it arrive?
In the moment.
In this moment,
yes,
right.
Yes.
So you really don't control your future. You just think you control your future.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, if you have an agenda to be brilliant, you probably won't be.
Because it's always future-oriented.
And all the attention is on you and how you're doing. So you're not really in the experience of your life. You're in the conversation that wraps around your life that says, how am I doing? Rather than having the experience of painting a picture. Not for what it's going to produce in other people's accolades of you, or even your own, but as an expression of yourself. Look, I've seen your photographs.
Guy and I had the opportunity to
and
go.
And honor and privilege to go to Berlin and see a show of yours. And when you were taking those pictures, you had to be there in that moment to capture the essence of what was showing up in that camera.
Yes, you weren't trying to take a brilliant picture, and that's part of what made the pictures brilliant. What you did was, to the best of your ability, capture an image,
the essence of what,
how you see.
Right.
Yes, very true, yeah.
So when you think that brilliance is something that it has forward momentum, it's about going forward, it's really not about that. It's about you being where you are, being where you are.
See, and this timeline of yours that you could waste a year of your life by painting a picture. Well, first off, I don't think it would take you a year.
No.
but that anything you do is a waste is erroneous. You could only do what you're doing in any moment. So if you choose to paint a picture, that's what you're choosing to do. And whether it forwards your career or not, if you are there, everything forwards your career. If you are thinking about the future and how it ought to be, or looking at the past and how it should have been, then that does not forward your career.
Mm-hmm.
Your expression into life is what people are taken by, not the conversation you have about, will this forward my career?
I like what the underpinnings of this question, though, Felina, because the underpinnings are what people grapple with. They're worried about whether or not they are doing their life right, whether it's the best choice, how to do the right thing, as opposed to looking in their heart, looking in their essence, and discovering from your natural knowing what it is that you should be doing right now, what you want to be doing right now, as opposed to that overwhelming agenda to get ahead. And it doesn't exclude that agenda, but it's not based primarily in that agenda. And when I say what you want to be doing, that is not like what we were talking about with Stephanie in the earlier segment about, I don't feel like doing something today, therefore I'm not going to. It's not about whether you want to do the dishes or not. It's about expressing yourself into this moment to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have a question for you.
Yes.
How is it possible for you to have wasted a year of your life, for example? Gee, it's a very long segment, but I'm just going to go.
It's too long. Yeah, it's very long. How is it possible for me to waste? I feel a lot of responsibility. And for me, for example, an idea to say I go into painting has also a connection to financial situations, where I say I can't afford this to give me this joy. I mean, a year is much too long. This wouldn't be anyhow the case what I think of. But so it has this tendency to say I'm good what I'm doing now, I'm earning money, I'm enjoying it, so I rather perhaps should stay where I am than moving. This was something,
Selena, darling, you have it all as an either or.
Absolutely. In order to move into painting, to use an example of yours, you have to get rid of the photography and filmmaking as if it's not something that you could include.
Mm-hmm.
It's either or. It's not. I'm an artist, and one of the areas that I express myself is through painting, and another is through filmmaking, and another is through photography. So the way you've got it set up, there's no win in it for you.
Pardon? Can you say it again?
There's no win in it for you, because you, no matter what you're doing,
you think
you should be doing something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that'll be better. Like it'll be some higher attainment to do art, as in painting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that's the case. See, I think you're a brilliant, brilliant person, having met you and know who you are. And I think whatever you bring yourself to will be brilliant. And you're trying to get brilliance from something you produce, and that's not where your brilliance comes from. You bring your brilliance to your artwork. The art does not produce you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't start becoming aware of the basis that you're starting from, that this isn't it and something more or something different or something better would be an improvement, then no matter what you do or how successful you are, you won't have true satisfaction.
Because your satisfaction is based on something in the future is going to be better than what you've got, and you only can have what you have, because when the future gets here as a moment of now, and now is perfect the way it is.
Thing is, we haven't mentioned it yet this show. It's a theme that seems to reoccur, and that is about being kind to yourself. When Shai said earlier you're very hard on yourself, you are one of the more responsible people I know, Felina, but added over top of that responsibility is a being hard on yourself quality that you don't need. It tends to hide that great big heart of yours.
I love her answer. Her responses are sort of like a groan, between a groan and a grunt.
You know, it's kind of like me telling you you're handsome. Us telling her she has a great big heart. She's kind of like,
oh, no, don't find that out.
That's not convenient. Where does that get me?
No, I got you. Yes. Yes.
Good.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Felina.
It's really, really lovely speaking to you. And I have to say, I'm really glad that we are coming in April to Hamburg. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe workshop on Thursday, April 15th, and Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct, April 16th through 18th. And I have a feeling some of this Tell It Like It Is stuff will have more to do with having a great big heart and not about where we're all getting to.
I think you're right, honey.
Hey, Felina, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've got to go to a break now, everybody.
Yes.
But come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Cane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Cane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
We're talking about stepping into your brilliance. And on that note, I would like to invite those of you in the New York area to come to our next Monday Night Alive on March 8th. That's when we will be holding one next. The international call for those of you who are in the European community is March 16th. It's a Tuesday night. You can find out more info about that at TransformationMadeEasy.com. So, we have another caller.
Yes, we do. Shall Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just outside Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Thanks. I feel like I either fall into brilliance or I try to smash it open like a brilliance container and then just kind of find it empty. This whole stepping
well, that's
into
very
it.
Good. Let me stop you right there. I love that you find it kind of empty. This reminds me of a conversation I heard once with Ted Turner, where he was talking about success being like an empty bag. And I think there's a very strong similarity here in that you're expecting something to produce well-being as a result of your attainment of that something. And when you achieve it, what you thought was going to be satisfying isn't. It's empty. Hello?
Yeah. Yes, no, I'm sitting
thinking
with what you said. Yeah.
Well, do you see that? That you have this expectation that something in the future is going to be more fulfilling than what you got in the moment?
Yeah, and I'd even say beyond an expectation, I think it's a hope.
Well, let's back up for a minute now.
Okay.
I'm going to back up to our conversation with Felina. Well, I know she gave us an example, and the example was to give up her filmmaking and give up her photography for a year to be a painter. And would she be wasting her year, wasting her life? And why I want to back up to that is because we know you, Eric, and when we first got in touch with you after having, you know, been many years since we had been really hanging around each other, and we know that you're a really brilliant lawyer, and you're also a performer and a producer, and that you were giving up or getting rid of being a lawyer in order to be a performer. It was, in your mind, structured as an either-or thing.
Right.
And then you came to one of our groups, and you were talking about how inspiring it was that you took the case of a woman who was going to be deported, and you overturned a conviction that she had, which is very rare to get a conviction overturned, so that she could stay in the country. And I found, when you were standing there talking about how inspired you were by what you were capable of as a lawyer, you were standing there in your brilliance. I know that you disregard things that you've mastered or come easily to you now because they're easy. So a lot of you all out there do that, where you don't honor the gifts, appreciate
the gifts that you have,
because they're normal.
No, they're yours. It's not that they're normal, they're yours.
Well, yes, once they're yours, they become normal to you. You think, well, everybody has them.
Right.
What's the big deal with that?
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So I know that we jumped in. You had perhaps another aspect to your question you wanted to ask.
Well,
before we blew your mind.
Yeah, you kind of blew my mind a little bit. But I think part of this is also that I don't want to make a promise about something that I can't deliver.
Well, you're too vague in your
statement. Okay. The whole notion of stepping into my brilliance and listening to the callers before me feels like you put yourself out there to be brilliant. Well, what if you don't?
Well, you see, here's the thing. You don't know yourself very well. That's all it is. See, you don't know that you're already brilliant, that you yourself are a brilliant being capable of almost anything, except you listen to your internal conversation and chatter that tells you you're not good enough. What if I fail? What if I don't produce? What if
they find out that last week I did? Ha ha.
Right.
See,
in that moment, I was actually afraid you were going to bring up something I might have done last week that I
Well, who knows, you know?
It's possible. But here's the thing. That conversation robs you of your brilliance because you give yourself all the reasons why you're not rather than allow yourself to experience that you are.
When we talk about stepping into your brilliance, it's as if... You, underestimate that. I'm underlining what Shia just said. You're naturally brilliant. That's your natural state.
Well, you know, look, Eric, my friend, I have very similar internal conversations to you. I just don't listen to them. You do. We went shopping today at ShopRite, you know, a supermarket. And as I walked up to the front of the building, I saw my own reflection in the window glass. And I was surprised at how brilliant I looked. I mean, like I was from a purely objective point of view, a very
upright, competent-looking,
handsome man. And I reminded myself of Paul Newman, you know, when he was a little younger. Well, he's dead now, so he's
got to be a lot younger.
He was a lot younger. But, you know, there was a very stately way I was carrying myself. I wasn't trying to. I just noticed it in the reflection in the building glass. And I realized, you know, I don't think of myself like that. I think of myself through my limitations. We all do, because the limitations are our thought process. We think ourselves down. You've heard of putting yourself down? Well, in your thoughts, you think more negative things of you than positive. Don't you, Eric?
Yes, that's true.
And so if somebody says to you, you're handsome, you're saying, which person are you talking to?
Well, I'm glad you think so, but...
Right.
All right.
Because your internal dialogue, which was put together by you as an infant going forward in time, is very limited, and it was definitely structured around when you wanted to fit in with other kids. You were different. They made fun for whatever reason, because all kids make fun of all kids. And you came to some conclusions about who you are and what you're capable of and what's wrong with you, rather than seeing your brilliance.
One of the big challenges of... I know.
I'm
stepping in while he's thinking. One of the big challenges of school, Eric, is that we want to be liked and we want to fit in. So most of us train ourselves not to be responsive. There's that gap where we think about what to say, how to do it,
but also you don't want to be singled out as different, and your brilliance would single you out as brilliant. So everybody dumbs down to a common denominator called kid, rather than be as brilliant as we could be, because if you're brilliant, they call you a geek or some such other nice name.
Right, I was a nerd.
A nerd, there you go, that's another. That's a good,
but,
yeah.
Right, it reminds me of an old Woody Allen film called Zelig, where the main character would morph into whoever he was with. It made him feel safer.
Right.
Sounds like how I used to live my life.
Wow, I never thought of it this way.
I mean, when I first met Shia, I could chameleonize myself to any room, any group of people I walked into. I had a very big challenge with being myself wherever I went. And I used to really, really admire that about him. And it's somewhere along the line, I discovered that the circumstances don't have to play whimsy with me. I can actually be myself regardless of the circumstances.
Well, I appreciate.
And so can you.
And we've seen you.
Thank you.
Just not with consistency. That's what's next.
Well, the thing is, you're addicted to the conversation that you listen to, and you believe it's true when it says things that aren't.
And the challenge is, you have a brilliant mind. And those of you out there with brilliant minds have a challenge in experiencing your brilliance, because you get used to reaching with your mind, and there's a whole other part of you, and that's the part of you that's being here. Of course, that's what the show's for, so you can strengthen that. It's kind of like going to the gym of being here.
Yeah, I think, if I may, you refer to it as the slack jaw school of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard thing for me.
Yeah,
where you go, huh, look what I'm doing, as opposed to picking on yourself?
Yeah.
So that you're well-versed in picking on yourself doesn't mean you have to keep on doing it. All you have to do is start to notice when you're picking on yourself, and then don't pick on yourself for picking on yourself.
Don't pick on yourself for picking on yourself. Sounds like a bluegrass tune.
It could be a bluegrass tune. I like that.
Oh, Eric, can you stay with us for a moment? We have to take a break.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. We're going to a break. We'll be back shortly with Eric and talk about stepping into your brilliance. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yeah, welcome back. We're speaking with Eric from the outside of Boston area.
Does that make it less? It's on the outskirts of Boston?
It's suburban Boston.
Oh, suburbia.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's been lovely speaking to you. Do you have any other questions? Anything else?
No, I really don't. I really appreciate this, and this is something, obviously, immediately my thought is, okay, so now I have a thing to do, and my thing to do is to notice when I pick on myself.
No, your thing to do is nothing.
Right.
See, if you are setting yourself up to notice when you pick on yourself, then you're going to have to pick on yourself so that you have something to notice. It is possible you could just stop.
That could have just ended now.
Okay.
Okay?
Would that be okay?
I'd like that very much.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You know, being brilliant becomes a lifestyle when you take your attention off of yourself and you put it onto what's happening. The conversation about whether or not you're brilliant isn't where it happens. When you're being yourself and you're actively engaged in your life.
You're brilliant.
I love you. That was so good.
Okay. We have another caller.
Yes, let's take her. Claudia.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hamburg, too.
Oh, my goodness. We are very fortunate. We're having a hamburger kind of day.
Right.
Now we'll need the pickles and onions. Nice to hear your voice, Claudia.
Thank you. Yours, too.
How have you been since Costa Rica?
Very good. Yeah, I loved it very much to just be able to being me or to try or to be, I don't know. But it was very, very lovely to discover myself more than I did before.
That's
yeah,
great.
It is.
So you have a question?
Yes, I have. I realized that when I'm in groups, in smaller or bigger groups where I don't know the people so much,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking myself more back. I'm very present there, like with my, you know, I have the impression that I'm listening to the people, and that I really follow what they are saying. But if I would like to be more engaged in conversations, I realize that for example, in business meetings. When I don't know people, like when there is a group of 10 people and I don't know the people, I could easily give information or put something in there, but I'm holding back in a way.
Okay, well, I think that what you describe is very typical of most people. I think that it's smart in a way, in that you survive that way, because if you look at most of our experiences around groups, especially people we don't know, there's always a possibility of looking foolish, saying something that will be interpreted as wrong, or get caught and not look good about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you're just being cautious.
That being said, we did a radio show, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe a month ago. I don't know if you heard it. It was with Dr. Ivan Meisner, and he is a guy who runs a big networking association. And
BNI.
And I believe Caitlin called in, and she was talking about being concerned when networking. And he had some great advice that stuck with me. And he was talking about when you go into a meeting, in your case, operate as if it's your party, your event, that you're the host of that event. If you were the host of that event, you would step forward to make sure people were being taken care of. You wouldn't be holding back.
That's so true. And in the same moment, I have the feeling if I would do so, I'm taking too much of the time of the presence, because another guy is leading that meeting, for example.
Well, but then I think you misunderstood what Ariel just said.
Okay.
What she said is, if you were the host of a party, then you would make sure that all the guests were taken care of.
Okay.
Not that you'd have to take over the party, but you could be there for people, you could share with people, you could make sure they're questions were answered as best as you could. You could make sure they had a drink or...
Okay. Mm.
So when somebody's speaking, for instance, if you don't fully get their point, you can assume it's not just you who doesn't fully get their point. You can say, I'm not quite sure I understand that. Do you mean? Or if you have something to add to make sure that whatever the person said comes to light in the best possible framework, it's really about taking your attention off of yourself, Claudia.
Because what you do at these gatherings is think about how you're doing and if you should say something rather than saying something.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I think you trick yourself a little.
Okay.
your starting premise here was that you hold back when you're in groups of people you don't know well. Mm. And
I say you hold back everywhere.
Absolutely. Mm. That you have a tendency to be cautious everywhere. It's your comfort zone. Because in Costa Rica, we all got to know each other very well, and we got to do lots of great activities together, like horseback ride or go up in the take the academy tour and do zip line or go swimming at the waterfalls. There were activities outside, and there was course room time, and there was the opportunity to sit with different people at every meal, should you so choose. And my remembrance of you, I don't remember anything specific, but if I were to paint a picture called Claudia, I would say that whilst you are more self-expressive than I've ever seen you, there's still like a patina. Do you know the word patina?
No.
It's like
a transparent covering, or not quite transparent, like translucent. It's like what happens on a piece of metal that's left out in the weather.
Okay.
So
like not right,
like
in the color.
Copper or brass will turn sort of green. That's a patina.
So you have a patina of cautiousness over top of everything.
She's sorting to see if she agrees or disagrees.
No. I just try to understand. I'm making a picture of it because.
We get socialized, whether it's in school. I'm as we're talking to you. I remember once Shai and I were in a elevator at the Gastwerk in Hamburg, which is where we stay when we come and do our courses.
I remember what you're going to talk about.
There was a couple there, and they had
a little infant.
And the infant had this wide-eyed wonder and was looking at everything.
Maybe it was 6 months old or 8 months old.
Wasn't speaking yet. You know when they're at that stage where they're just absorbing everything?
And the kid's mouth was open, you know, like in awe, like it was. its jaw was slack, you know.
Like, look at this, look at that.
Not that it wasn't saying look at it. It was just its eyes were wide and its jaw was wide open. Mouth was wide open, and the father
kept being embarrassed
and kept hitting the baby on the chin to close its mouth.
Kept taking his forefinger and pushing this. That chin up, going, close your mouth, close your mouth. And I know he didn't do like some huge, abusive, irreparable harm to this individual, but it was.
It was very apparent to us how much people try to make sure they fit or their children fit so that they're not seen as weird or. Somehow
different. Stupid.
Right.
So we shave off our edges because we want to fit. And your edges are part of what makes you such an exciting individual.
And unique, you know?
There's only one of you.
Really? You're one of 7 billion. That's a lot. And it's unique. And it's you. And it's special. And it's different, and you don't have to do anything to be different or special. You already are. You're brilliant. You're a brilliant you. You're a brilliant Claudia. You'd be a rather not such a wonderful Shia, you see.
You know, we could take out the word brilliance and put step into you or step into the moment or just step into here.
Or step into your life.
You hear brilliance and you think you have to do something.
Yeah, brilliance isn't a doing. It's a way of being.
Yeah, that's also what I'm mixed up, I think.
Well, you sound normal.
I sound normal?
Yeah. Our first date, Shia said to me, Ariel, you're different than anybody I've ever been with before. You're the one for me in this lifetime. And my first thought was, wait, I didn't even do anything special. I can do better. We're trained to think we need to do.
To
and we
do
need
it.
To do something more or different in order to be enough.
And to produce.
Yeah. Well, personally, yeah, I love producing, but it's not my producing that makes me brilliant.
Yeah.
You see, if you're brilliant, you bring your brilliance to whatever you do.
Mm.
If you expect what you do to produce brilliance for you, you'll never be brilliant. You'll only be the product of what you produce.
This is a very nice recommendation to what you said, Aria, concerning the meetings, that to take care of people, that they really can identify with that.
And now it's taking care of people. We need to go.
Because
okay.
You're lovely speaking with you, but
yeah,
we've run out
too.
Of time.
So we'll be back next week, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.